today, we're going to do two topics. The first topic is really the Zchus. I'll do them out shortly. The first set is this. The first, and that's the first topic. And that's the Zchus Avrichim. They were over a few things on Dam Hanimtza Bahashtana. So what we're going to do first is touch on the point that the Talmidim made. The shir that I presented, the machsonas were based on what I learned from Rav Miller Shlita, and I'll explain shortly how that manifests in terms of the machsonas. And there were a few ha'aros that the Talmidim made that I think are extremely important, and it brought me to a point that at the end of the day, it could very well be that there are snifim lahakil that we did not touch on previously that I think is extremely important. And that is the following. Now, I wrote out this in the previous outline. I added a lot to the Iyunim Lahalacha for technical reasons. I could give it to you afterwards. But I want to point out that there is an assumption that we made that we said that Rav Nevinsal also went with, and that is that the Avnei Nezer assumes that the Shiloh over here that we're discussing when it comes to Dam Hanimtza Bahashtana, according to the Ramah, is a Shiloh V'doraisa. Because at the end of the day, we saw the Avnei Nezer inside, who says that it could be that the Hargosha was masked from the Mei Raglayim. We pointed out that the Sidrei Tara disagrees, but at the end of the day, the Svara of the Avnei Nezer was a compelling one. However, Rav Moshe came over afterwards, and he had excellent Mar Mekomos from Rav Simon that I'm going to make reference to, and I wrote it out. I rewrote the outline. So Mir Tzashem, next time we learn it, we'll have this those Mar Mekomos as well. Mar Mekomos I was not aware of at all. Rav Simon quoted quite a few important Chassidish Poskim that had some great Ha'aras. And that is, at the end of the day, let's always have everything rooted in the Shulchan Aruch. And that is that, let's remind ourselves that the Shach in Kuf Sadi Aleph, in Sifkat and Gimel, was black on white, that even though the Ramah is Machmir, in most cases of Dam Hanimtza Bahashtana, that's due to the fact that it has a Din Kesem, which is based on Rabbeinu Chanana. Therefore, Moshe argued that he argued this on his own, and then he found Mar Mekomos also that would say such a thing, that at the end of the day, you should have all the kulos of Kesem. So the first thing we did is to always the go-to person, if you have him on board for a kula, then basically it's 100% muskum. First place we checked was the Badei HaShulchan. Let's see what the Badei HaShulchan says. The Badei HaShulchan makes Moshe's point, but at the end of the day, he cuts it down. The Badei HaShulchan, on the last page of in the booklet that I gave you, says in Oth Yudalit, the Badei HaShulchan says, Umevur beposkim, the Hadimach Marina Ladea Zo, after Chodah Reyesa, Eina Minatora Elamid Rabbanim. So this that the Ramah is Machmir, where the Ramah says that the moment in which she's Omedes, automatically you have to be Machmir. He says, it's Ke'en Tumas Ksamim, it's like Tumas Ksamim. So Moshe suggested, if it's like Tumas Ksamim, then we have the following Kula. And that is that right off the board, if you find it in a Dovra Makabal Tumah, if you find it on the toilet, you don't have to be Mefalfel, Tocha Seifel, Chutz Mea Seifel, and so on. And that is, and I saw one of the Magidei Shurim made this point, that at the end of the day, could be this was also in Rav Simon Shurim, I think now as I'm saying, I think it is, that at the end of the day, in those days, they were not talking about, they didn't urinate into a toilet. What might have happened is the urine was in a bedpan. A bedpan is a Dovra Mekabel Tumah, it's a kli, because I was racking my brain. Well, normally they urinate on the ground, so why don't they talk about the ground not being Mekabel Tumah? The answer could very well be that what's common is also to urinate into a pan. A pan is a Mekabel Tumah. So then, in such a case, then we're Machmir. But who says? Moshe argued that you have all the coolest examen, and then even Pachos Mika Gris, the same would apply. And then he opened up his computer, and he pointed out to me that Rav Simon and his Shurim discussed this possibility. The best Maramakum that I found, many of the Svarim that Rav Simon quoted are very kedarko b'kodesh, are obscure svarim. The best maramakum that I found in the svarim that are easily found is the Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Tes, Simin Sadi Gimel, if I'm not mistaken, raises this, and this was Rav Simon's makar as well, raises this from the Pupa Rav. Pupa Rav was known in the 50s and 60s as being one of the most important poskim in Williamsburg. So Pupa Rav was makil in this regard, and he used this idea that it's ksam, straight up ksam. Now the Badei HaShulchan says this is not the minig of the earlier poskim. He says you don't see this. You don't see them being mefalpel like Moshe was mefalpel, and he tries to come up with a teretz why. So, stop right here. It seems to me that the Masorah that I had, up until Rabbi Simon's a Rebbe Chaver, so definitely this will also fall into Masorah, but Rav Miller, in his discussion in this sugya, assumed, and I think it's Emes La Mito B'Das HaRaman, this we could fight about afterwards, is Rav Miller Shlita assumed that the Ramah was not working off of Kesem. And the truth is, if you look in the Ramah himself, it's the Shach who made Kesem popular. The Pashtus of the Ramah is that it's not based on Kesem. Therefore, it would seem to me, and I saw excellent Likud, by the way, that just came out, it's hot off the press, is the Oz V'Hadar just came out. I think I saw one of the Talmidim had it. The Oz V'Hadar, not the Shulchan Aruch. The Oz V'Hadar now has like a Piskei Tshuvas, just collecting poskim, and I saw one of the poskim I didn't even recognize the name, a Shalos Tshuvas, that makes this point, that even though Rabbeinu Hananel, according to the Shach, says Kesem, Rav Miller himself pointed out that Tosafot and all Maseches Nida don't use the term Kesem. But in the Ramah, it would seem to me that what's at play, even in the most stringent position of the Bali Tosos, is a real Shash Dorai. So like the Avnei Nezer assumed. But at the end of the day, I think there's a lot of room for a Moshe's point. At the end of the day, let's just lay out all the Sfeikos that we have over here. First of all, we have the Shitas HaMechaber. At the end of the day, we've got the Mechaber who holds that Dama Nimtza Bashtana, that the halacha is that we could be Megal across the board. So Tzad Lahakil number one is the Mechaber himself. Tzad number two is that even the Machmir, the Shach, just says that it's what? The Shach just says that it's a Din Kesem. Okay, that's Tzad number two. That in such a case you have
not
the possibility
all the time, not all
that
the
is,
time.
That the din kesem. No, most of what are you referring to?
Meaning any of the times it's like the rach.
Oh, well, you mean that there are times you could even be makel more?
No, that you're going to be. There are times that you're going to be even more mach, and she's asur midaraisa because you're going like the rach. Meaning when Rav Yossi said tahora,
right.
That's asur mishim kesem.
Okay, but 90% of yosheves is going to be kesem, right?
But Rabbi said that we don't know if yosheves and mekalachas exist.
Wait, okay, next point. Point number three to be made, is, and I'm still not done with Moshe's Ha'aretz from Rav Simon, but sad number three to be made in every case is I found the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says not like what I had mentioned earlier, and that is that the Shulchan Aruch, and I was in the previous year, I had said from Rav Miller that generally most poskim assume that automatically you have to be choshesh that she's shoseset. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Yecholim lahakel, as she yodim shesosas. In other words, there's room to be makel. Yes, you have to be makel if it's shosasas, but you have to be makel. Excuse me, if it's shoshas. But at the end of the day, if it's yosheves, and there's no reason to believe she was shosasas, he says there's room to be makel as well. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. That's sad number three. Sad number four is the following, and that is that who says urine is mekabel to women. That we mentioned in the previous year, and that is that it could be that urine itself, in the time of Chazal, there were times that we were machmir, but in terms of kesem, if the shaila is only kesem, so then in such a case, there's room to say that urine, there's room to be mekabel. And even probably sharper than the tzad to be mekabel in terms of urine is number five. And this was quite a collector's item. And that is water mekabel tovah? And that is a fascinating question. It's a machlokes rishonim in mikvaos, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And this is a fascinating point, that the Mishnah says that if someone drank water from an area that's tamei, so the halach is if someone else drinks water from there, he's tamei as well. The Rash and the Bar Tanura learn over there, and this is the Pupa Rav's point. This is one of his points. They learn over there that the chash is not that the water becomes tame. It's a machlokis Rash and Rambam. The Rash learns that the reason why they're tame is because we're afraid that the spittle, the other person is going to come in contact with. But the water itself, as long as it's attached to the ground, it's adjacent to the ground, is considered something that's not mekabel tumah. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds beferish that as long as it's less than 40 sa, it's automatically mekabel tumah. So you have also the Rash, and the Bartanura learns this way, and the Bartanura as well, that water is not mekabel tumah. So again, you need step number two. You need to assume that it's kesem. But the moment you learn like the Shach, and in defense of Rav Miller, again, I believe that Rav Miller wasn't convinced at all. You go through the Tosas, and it doesn't sound like it's a heter of kesem. Even the most obscure case sounds like the chash of that there's a urinary reflux with the dam nida. But at the end of the day, there are so many reasons to be makil. Even though I'm not convinced that Moshe is right in the Ramah, and the Ramah you still have to convince me, in the Maharami Rutenberg I don't see it. But at the end of the day, the Mechaber is Mekel. The Shach follows Rabbeinu Hananel that has a din Kesem, leaving aside Yonatan Ta'ara for a moment. At the end of the day, it sounds like the majority of the cases, the Chash is all the Torah's Kesem. So then, if it's on a toilet, you could be Mekel. Water, there's also Tzad. Even within urine itself, when it's only a kesem yesh la'ayin, whether urine is mekabel tumba as well. So then in such a case, there's a lot of room to be mekel once we've gotten it down to the level of kesem. And I think as a tziruf l'kula, there is a lot of room to be most of this sad. Finally, Yisrael made a point that I found, Yisrael's point that he made in Shir, I found that Rav Nissim Karelitz makes. And this might be the best heter of them all. Even within the Ramah, it could be that this heter works as well. Yisrael pointed out that the toilets today are toilets that are quite different than the bedpan that we were speaking about in the time of Chazal. If the toilet was used by somebody else, so then we learn ish v'isha, the halacha is that she's Tahorah. She could be tola be'ish. Now that's not a likely tzliya, but nevertheless, the halacha is black and white. We had in Shulchan Aruch, ish v'isha, the halacha is she could be tola be'ish. So the moment in which the toilet is used by others, in such a case, then there's room to be tola, to be mekel. So here, what about our toilets? So Yisrael said correctly that if it's a public toilet, there's a lot of room to be mekel. So if you take a look, we're missing Karelitz on page Reish Gimel. In Oz Bay, starting with Oz Bay, Im Nimsa B'Safel She'ish V'isha Matilin Shamayim Tahora B'chol Inyan. And previously in Oz Aleph, he said that if it's a toilet that's used by many, that would qualify as well. So it seems to be any public bathroom, there's a lot of room to be made. We'll get to flushing in a second. At the end of the day, as Yisrael pointed out, in a public bathroom, there's a lot of room to say that one could be mekel. What about a private bathroom? Okay? What about a private bathroom? It's a couple, a husband and a wife, and they found a kesem. So continue on in Chut Shani Nos Gimel. Ubizmanenu, shemishtam shemibes hakise shemaridim bo amayim. Today that we use toilets that flush, so now it's a little bit harder to use the heter of ish v'isha on a public bathroom in Lania's Daiti. How do you know that? If she checked, did she really check? I think there's enough room to be makel that in a public bathroom there's room to say that even she thinks she looked, she didn't notice. What about a husband? Why? So here it's a little bit less pashut. Imasabod dam lachash etilibo me reglaim. Im rabbi mishnam shem beisakisi azeh reu nechshav leina baduk. Here again he repeats this point in Oz Gimel. If many use it, you could be mekel. V'mein rabbi mishtamshin v'yaboru lo shoridu as hamayim kol shishtamsha sham harei de nechshav lebodik. If she was positive that it was flushed previously, then we have to be machmir. V'dino kimavur le'il. So finally, Yisrael's heter that Rav Nissim Karelitz has will work according to everybody. That will work even according to the Ramah. Hayotze midvarenu. Many cases she didn't check beforehand. And most bathrooms are a bathroom that will qualify as ish v'isha, and certainly a bathroom that's used that's rabbi mishtam shimbo. At the end of the day, if it is something that where she knows that it was flushed beforehand, then you get into all the above discussion, whether you can use the heter of kesem, you can use the heter of get less than a gris. There are some who, Misefer Mishperes Tahara is quoted by the Oz V'Hadar as saying that he thinks, not like the Badei HaShulchan, that you could even rely on the heter of more than a gris. You could also, Yesh Lodon, a person needs to learn to decide, based on whether he learns, based on his limud and mikvos, whether one can rely on the fact that water is not mekabel tuma. It is a machlekes rishayim. On the other hand, biksavim shayim lahakya. And finally, if it's found on the toilet, there's also room to be makel if you assume that has a dinksum. It seems to me that there are two different traditions of how, you know, how we presented it last week versus the angle that the Minchas Yitzchak raises. At the end of the day, though, what the Talmidim were Meir are definitely a lot of significant svaras Shoshom and Lahakel, and I could hear Yeshal Milismoch if someone was going to use that slightly different Mahalach than we presented last week based on all of the above. There was a hand or two? Good? Yes, you saw.
Just draw a distinction between, let's say, a public bathroom and,
yes,
say, like, a bathroom in, like, the husband and wife's room. So,
right,
like, their bathroom and they have five kids at home. Is that... Like, where
I think I think it's, if it's a bathroom with five kids, and I my little kids didn't flush the toilet all the time, it really depends on the circumstance. But at the end of the day, your chavrusa wants to even be more makel than you. No, your chavrusa doesn't even need your. You're trying to minimize your heter. Your chavrusa wants to say, at the end of the day, you also have the whole kesem business to be mitzdarif lahatir. I think that there's a lot to be said on that front. Again, my rabbeim were assuming that the Ramah was working not with the din of kesem, and even if we use kesem, the Badei HaShulchan said, it's not. We don't really use the kulos of kesem. But it seems to me that because even if the Badei HaShulchan was right, Mikur Dedina, the Rabbi Yossi says everything is tar. So it would seem to me that there's a lot of room to be makel b'makom. And that's Chachamein of Berosho. Okay, as we pass around the next set of booklets, we're ready to take Rabbi Yonatan's question and then go to Simen Kuf Tzadivav and Shivan Akin. Yeah?
Two things. Number one, L'maisa, other than that Shulchan Acharav, if you don't accept that, everything falls away because you don't have the Tliya of Kesem anymore. This is the Kargashim Midaraisa.
No, so that's what we're arguing. Let's get back to the four boxes.
Rebbe thinks the Ramah is not going like the Rach?
That's right.
Okay. Fine. Okay.
Rebbe
Yossi, according to who?
It depends. Yeah, it depends. It really gets very complicated.
I mean, it's difficult.
Like, we would have to cheshbon all four boxes all over again.
Even though the Berigol and the Gross and the Shach say that they're
correct.
Not going. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
The second thing.
But I'm pointing out the Darkei Moshe and the Ramah never used the. From what I know, I didn't check Darkei Moshe Aruch. But from the Darkei Moshe and the Ramah, you don't see anything about Kesem.
He quotes the Mordechai that quotes that.
Marami Rutenberg,
which is working off of the Rach.
Well, that's the question. Rav Miller pointed out that Tosfos and all of Nida never use Kesem.
They do in Yedal and Amidbeis.
Okay.
I'm not going to go to Miller. Yeah. The other Nakuda I wanted to just bring, I was curious, is what? Don't we have a Chazakah if, like, people generally flush the toilet? So, is there that much room to be makel even in a public bathroom?
I don't know if that's such a strong Chazakah. And a public bathroom. A public bathroom, it doesn't even need to be that people flushed it. It didn't flush it. Even if they didn't flush, there's a lot of residue, a lot of different gook and so on and so forth.
And that's okay to be told?
I think so. I think there's a lot. Again, based on all the above, makom tzarech, ani shamei tzad lahokil. I know that I presented a little bit differently last week. That's Baruch Hashem, the Talmidim followed through. Okay, let's Be'ezer Hashem begin the very, very important sugya of Hefsek Tara and Shiva Nikim. Of course, the sugya begins in a Mishnah on Daf Samaches Amid Aleph. The Mishnah on Samaches Amid Aleph is actually talking about a Nida, but we are going to use it in the context of a Zava. We know that Rabbi Zera taught us that all of our women today have a din of a Zava. They qualify as a Zava, and therefore there's a requirement of Shiva Nikim when they are tame. Interestingly, it's so funny, my great Rebbe, Rebbe Yisrael Reisman, when I was visiting last week in New York, brought up this topic. The question that he discussed is whether a nida needs a hefsek tara altogether. Not a zava, but a nida. Rav Yaakov was also a Talmud, so I'll tell you afterwards what the whole matzo matan about that was. But at the end of the day, the Mishnah Samaches Amin Aleph expressly discusses a woman who's a nida. Let's remind ourselves, Minat Torah, a nida is a woman who sees her regular menstrual period. She's tummy for 7 days. At the end of the 7th day, she goes to the mikvah. At the end of the 7th day, the Mishnah assumes that she needs to do a bedika to be sure that her nida stops. So the Arzarua learns that this is a gzera midrabanan. Minat Torah, a nida, there's no requirement of hefsek tara. There's only a requirement when it comes to a zava. That's how the Arzarua learns, and that's how our great Rebbe assumed as well. However, the simple reading of the Mishnah, and many argue the Rambam and others, learn that our Mishnah would also apply to a nida or a zava. Either way, Simin Kuf Tzadivav in the Tur and in the Shulchan Aruch extrapolate all of the halachos that apply on the Samach Chesam and Aleph and Samach Chesam and Beis to our woman today. And that is that once a woman is a zava, we treat her as a zava, so then at the end of her period, when her period begins to stop, in order for her to begin her Shiva Nikiyim, so she needs to have a Hefsek Tahara. This requirement of Hefsek Tahara in Lomdus, we will explain very succinctly and simply, even though we could use many Mara Makomos to bring this out, is a change of her Chalos. It's a change of her status. She, up until now, had a status of a Cheskas Roa. Now she has a different status. She no longer is a Roa. For this reason, we tend to be more machmir in a Hefsek Tahara than we do during Shiva Nikiyim. In fact, just yesterday, someone showed me a couple of Maros, and I said, ah, it's good that this one was the Hefsek Tahara and this was the Shiva Nikiyim, because it happened to have been that the Shiva Nikiyim was a little bit of a worse of color than the Hefsek Tahara. So we lucked out yesterday that the Hefsek Tahara was a little bit of a better of a color. I'm talking about, you know, a light orangish or something like that. That was, so we tend to be more machmir on a Hefsek Tahara than a Shiva Nikiyim. Why? Because her status is being changed. With that introduction, we're now ready for the three shitos that Rashi summarizes on the Mishnah on Samaches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the only way in which you could do a Hefsek Tahara is min ha-mincha ulamala. The Rishonim explained that's what we call mincha ktana today, and that is the late afternoon, approximately 2.5 hours before Shkia, so that is the time that the bedika could be done. The reason why the bedika cannot be done earlier is because how do you know that on the morning of the 7th, she wasn't bleeding, and then in the afternoon, she starts bleeding again. And Rashi summarizes that the Chachamim, there are two groups of Chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi is 8 lines before Gemara. First word in line is Tahora. Rashi says, V'shalosh achlokos bedover. L'tana kama shvi Yehuda mitarasa bedika shachris. According to the Tana Kama, you got to wait for the last day, but it could be done in the morning. Avosheni lo. But what happens if she did a bedika on the 2nd day? How do you know that she wasn't tmeya on the 3rd, 4th, or 5th day? Remember, we're talking here in the Mishnah about a nida who's automatically tmeya all 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda, filu bedika shvi shachris lo mitara ad shetafrish bein hashmashas. But Rabbi Yehuda, he's the biggest machmir, and he says you got to know that there was no bedik, that there was no blood prior to the period of bein hashmashas. Ularabanan Basrai, and the Rabbanan Basrai say, Afilu Bisheni, even on the Sheni, it would be acceptable. Even on the Sheni, it would be acceptable to do a Bedika. The Pashtus is that even Beshachris, Bisheni, it would be acceptable as well. The Gemara raises a very interesting point on Samaches Amabed. The Gemara raises the following issue. Why did the Mishnah, not talk about the 1st day. Both the Mishnah on Samaches Amud Aleph, as presented by Rashi, as well as the Braisa that appears on Samach Ches on the Beis, speak about doing a Bedikah on the second day. And the Amorayim themselves already have a Masa Umatan. What about the first day? And the Gemara has a Hava Mina of the following. The Gemara concludes on Samach Ches on the Beis, Hol the Huchzak Mayim Pasuach. Since there was a chazaka that her mayan is pasuach, she just started bleeding. She managed just started bleeding. So since she just started bleeding, then in such a case, you would have to be choshesh that her bleeding is going to continue. So when do we say it's acceptable to have a bedika on the morning? That's only going to be on the second day and on. Only the second day and on is going to be acceptable. However, for the first day, then in such a case, the morning is not going to be acceptable. And in many ways, there's a lot of logic to what the Gemara is saying. If on day one she's just begun to bleed, so then in such a case it's Mayim Pasuach. The only way that you could show that the Mayim Pasuach has ended is if you've done a Bedikah and Bein Hashmashos. If you've done Bein Hashmashos, so then in such a case, now we know that there's room over here to say that that she didn't bleed. But after Mayim Pasuach, who says? However, Rav Yehuda is in disagreement. Rav Yehuda says you need Bein Hashmashos already over here, because how do you know any time before Bein Hashmashos of the seventh, how do you know that even if she checked on the second, how do you know she didn't bleed over here? So Rav Yehuda says you need to do the Bedika during Bein Hashmashos. Now the Chachamim have a fascinating response to Rabbi Yehuda. So far, so good, Rabbosai? Everybody's with me? Gevaldik. Comes along the Chachamim, and the Chachamim say like this, Rabbi Yehuda, you're such a chevraman. You're so smart. You solved everything. You didn't solve everything. And what's absolutely fascinating is that this give and take manifests itself today in Halacha L'maaseh as well. Absolutely fascinating. Comes along the Rabban, and the Rabbanan says the Gemara in the top line. I'm summarizing the Gemara the way our great Rabbeim would, Lav Dafka, doing it in a linear fashion. Mordechai could attest that, and the Gemara Sherei never do this, but in Halacha, we do it in a cubical fashion. So the Gemara here says, Amru lo the Rabbi Yehuda, imale yadeh munechas beinei kol bein hashmashos. They say to Rabbi Yehuda, you have a problem that how do I know that there wasn't Bedika over here? How do you know that she didn't see during Bein Hashmashos? Bein Hashmashos is a Safek Daraisa. If it's a Safek Daraisa, so then in such a case, you got a problem. Elamai, say the Rabbanan to Rabbi Yehuda, you're wrong. As long as we have a Bedika at a significant period of time after we think that her Mayon is Sosum, then that's enough. When will it be not acceptable, according to one opinion in the Gemara? On day number one. Day number one, you've got a problem with Mayim Pasuach. But day two and on, Mishachris Kosher. Because if you're going to be a wise guy and say, how do you know that it wasn't after Shachris, we'll say back to you, how do you know it didn't happen during Bein Hashmashos? Oh! Comes along the Beit Yosef and he says, for this reason I am enthralled by the words of the Rashba. It's a collector's item in the Lashon of the Beit Yosef. Says the Beit Yosef the following. In my edition, it's Aleph Beis, Dibra Amaskel Ubein Hashmashos. And he says the following. The Rishonim found a way to actually be more machmir than even Rabbi Yehuda. Listen to this. In other words, we are going to balance two extremes. We're going to paskin me'ikr d'dina like the Chachamim. Maybe even according to some me'ikr d'dina according to the Chachamim that will allow a bedika on the first day in the morning. Maybe. That's controversial, very controversial. But maybe there is room to be made like this. And at the same time, we're going to end up with a requirement l'chatchila that's going to mandate we solve Chachamim's taina against Rabbi Yehuda. And that is, we're going to find a way that l'chatchila, you got to be careful at the 12th hour that she didn't start bleeding. Veli mayokro divrei Rashba. How dear to me, says the Beis Yosef is the Rashba. Now this dear Rashba create a lot of consternation for Chacham Avadya Zatzal. What do I mean consternation? The Chacham Avadya said that the world got so excited about that the Beis Yosef found it so dear, they came out with chumras that were too far. I'll explain as we go on. Veli mayokro divrei Rashba. Shekosa b'torah sabayis hakotzer. La'olam yilamed adam b'sof beisa shetei isha bodekes yom hefzik tara. During the time of her hefzik tara, b'moch dochul. So here we've got something, a hefzik tara, that doesn't appear in the Mishnah, doesn't appear in the Gemara. The Gemara does talk about both dochul, but not in this context. And that is, the Rashba was so dear to me. What did the Rashba do? Why is the Rashba so dear to the Beis Yosef? Because the Rishonim found a way of lichatchila being choshesh for Rabbi Yehuda as well. What is that? What do we do? V'shiyesham kol bein hashmashos shezov b'dika motziyim idei kol safek. This takes us out of every safek. Beautiful. So hence, lichatchila, except for Rav Willig Shlita and his great Talmidim, Ruba de Ruba de Ruba de Alma point out that every time that one has a requirement for Hefsek Tara, Hefsek Tara lechatchila goes along with a moch dachuk. Why? Because how do we know that the bleeding didn't start bein hashmashos? So you do a bedika lechatchila, as we're going to see shortly in the Mechaber, you do a bedika mi mincha ulemala lechatchila. And in a lechatchila world, then you would also do a mochtach.
When does that mochtach have to start?
The mochtach would have to start. Rav Ozner points out that even those who follow the chassidish position of Rabbeinu Tam, at the end of the day, in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Ozner says that everybody should be noeg from Shkia and on.
For even mochtach?
Yeah, that lechatchila should start. Yeah.
Well, you do a bedika then, and do mochdachak.
I'd like to add a fascinating story.
If you do.
A fascinating story. Well, who wants to talk and learn? Listen to my fascinating story. So, legend has it in the yeshivas. It's a way to get you to stop finding. So the legend has it in the yeshivas as follows, that Rev Aaron Kotler called the Satmar Rebbe to emergency meeting right after they started rebuilding Torah after the Holocaust. And Rav Aaron said, I've got a deal that I want to strike with you. And that is the following. In Williamsburg, they won't be Mechal Shabbos. I don't know if you use the word Mechal Shabbos. They won't do Malacha after Shkia on Friday. And in Lakewood, they'll keep Rabbeinu Tam. He said, this way, you won't accuse us of being Mechal Shabbos, and we won't accuse you of being Mechal Shabbos. The Satmar Rebbe did a flinch, and he did Kias Kaf, and that was it. It was decided that this way, and Lakewood, he would encourage them to keep Rabbeinu Tam, and in Williamsburg, that they would be Makan, at least not Befarhesia, to do Malacha after Shkia. So if I'm not mistaken, the minig even amongst Hasidim, even though there's room, according to Rabbeinu Tam, to say that there's a later Shkia, and you don't need to put in the Moch Dachuk until after Shkia, I think the minig Olam is to do it. In fact, there is a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's not the Hasidim, but you could pass this around. This is not in your regular, we're going to come back to this, it's not in the regular booklet. Rav Moshe Feinstein is asked, how long does the Moch Dachuk need to be inside? And Rav Moshe says that in New York, it should be in from the Shkia up until 50 minutes. What Rav Moshe is referring to is that in Russia, they would have to leave it in even longer. So that's where Rav Moshe's, the Mar Mokum is in Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Tes, and this is the Din Lichatzila. Now let's just trace all of this into the Shulchan Aruch. Now I'm not saying that that's what should be done. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that a woman has to have her moch dachuk in for 50 minutes.
That's I just don't understand this bar.
That's not what I meant to say. Just you guys are jumping ahead. I haven't even read the Shulchan Aruch yet. So let me first read the Shulchan Aruch. Baruch Hashem, I have Talmidim get excited. It's a tradition by us. Rav Braunschweigel said that he used to sit in the front, right where he's sitting, and he used to drive a Soloveitcher crazy. So he said, he used to jump up in the middle of shir. So one time, the Soloveitchik glared at him and he said, "Stop being a Mexican jumping bean." That's what he said to him in the middle of shir. So he said another time, he was in the middle of shir and he said, he anticipated the Rav's chiddush. Now when the Rav Zatzal would develop a chiddush, it was a tremendous, tremendous drama. So Rav Braunschweigel saw where it was going. So he screamed it out. He screamed out the thing in the middle. He said those days all the Sfarim were big. They didn't have small. He said he was holding this very large Rajva, and Rav Soloveitchik was furious at him. He said he raised it over his head and he started bringing it down. He said he stopped an inch above his head. I'm not that angry. Let's begin. Kuf Sadivav Aleph. Zot Tehelegim Mechadah. Shivat Yomim Shazava Soferes Maschilim Imacharet Yom Shapostabot. The 7 days of Shimon Nikiyim begin from the day that she stopped. V'chach Mishpata. And this is how it works, says the Mechaber. Im Tira Shnei Yomim Oshlosha. If she has a Riyah for 2 or 3 days. Upaska Miliros. And then she stopped seeing. Bodekes biyom shepaska, then she does bedika at the time that she stopped seeing. Kidei shetivsok b'tahara, in order that she should have a hefsek tahara. Ubedika zo tia samach lebein hashmashos, and this bedika should be done bein hashmashos. And here the Rama adds v'chein noagin lechatchila, and this is our custom lechatchila. However, if she did it in the morning, that would be acceptable. Zot the Heilige Gra. Says the Gra in Sifkat and Dalit. Ubedika zu should be done samuch lebein hashmashos. Lahachmir lechatchila k'Rav Yehuda. Oh, according to the Chachamim, there's no problem to do in the morning. Mishachris is kosher. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that Bein Hashmashos. So comes along the Gra, and the Gra just points out how we're developing the sugya. It's so much better when you know, it's not something you just learn in Chassan class, you know, that you know where this is all coming from. Understand where it's coming from. So here, that's what says the Gra, that's where it's coming from. B'dika zutiyah samach l'Bein Hashmashos, that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Rama says, "Ubidiyevet," as the Gra continues to explain, "Ubidiyevet afilu abot katzon rak shachris umatzadat atzma tahora sagi bekach," and therefore it's enough if you did it in such a manner. Continues the Mechaber. He now gets to our mochtachuk. Ula olam yilmad odom lahachmir lechatchil besoich beisa.
What does that mean?
And in general, a person should teach in his house.
What?
Just a second. Shetei bodekes biyom hefsek tar b'moch dochuk. What's this? La'olam yomad? Beautiful. Li ma yakor divrei harashba, the Beis Yosef says. You should teach lichatchila to have a moch dochuk. Why? Because the Rashba solved even the objection against Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So a person should teach to have the moch dochuk. V'shiyesham kol bein hashmashos, and should be there all of bein hashmashos. Shezo bedika motziyem kol safek, because this is the bedika that solves from all safek, and that is exactly the words of the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis. So this is the basic din. The basic din is that you should have a moch dochuk as well. Bein Hashmashos. Now there is room to read the Mechaber as saying that lichatchila, the best thing is just to have moch dochuk. Just have moch dochuk. What's the gradations over here? There is bidika b'shachris. That's b'di'evet acceptable because we pass the mikudin like a chamin. There is the next grade up is bidika bein mimincha l'tana l'malo. And the next grade is the Rashba. Lahotzimi kol ha-tzveikos. You could read the Mechaber that way. Ramesha, you don't think you could read the Mechaber that way?
You didn't
check during that period of time.
Okay, you didn't do
right, I understand. You did do a bedika beforehand. Right. So, I'll say something controversial. This might be the Mechaber's position anyhow, that's very sympathetic to Rabbeinu Tam in general, in terms of what shkia is. But we're going to leave the shkia issue for now. But it's a nice har. However,
Kol ben
hashmashos.
Everything is in the same. Everything is
no, but he wants to argue. What about before shkia? So this gets involved the sugya of when shkia is. However, Rabosai, there is a very important chavas das that everybody's got to be aware of. The chavas das in your photocopy, I believe it's there in the Shevet Alevi. I quoted quite a bit of the Shevet Alevi. Kedarko b'kodesh. The Shevet HaLevi does an excellent job. In my edition, it's a little bit different than the edition that you have in front of us. It might not be in the one that you have in front of you. It's Os Yud Gimel in Sif Aleph. It could be you don't have it over there. I apologize. You don't have it over there. It's in the Shevet HaLevi quotes it. It's the Chavis Das, not on our Simon. Chavis Das is in Kuf Tzadi Aleph Sif Koten Ches. I will do a Chavis Das in our Simen, Blina, they're inside, but this Chavis Das is not in our Simen, so therefore I'll just say it out outside. This is something that's come up in the past, and this gets at the core why Rav Willig Shlita, as well, and his Talmidim, are not so into a Moch Dachl. And that is that the Moch Dachl today points out the Chavis Das is not like it was in the time of the Gemara. In the time of the Gemara, it was on a some type of first word that comes to mind is a stilt, a rod. There was some type of rod, and it went in Bechurim u'Bestakim. And therefore, even though you could read the Shulchan Aruch as saying that the Moch Dachuk is the best thing, and according to the Beis Yosef, if you read the Beis Yosef, it really sounds like the Beis Yosef held that way. However, that error should not be made today. And the reason for that is because the Moch Dachuk today does not go into all the Churim u'Bestakim. And therefore, la halacha, if a woman did not do a bedika behafsik tara, which needs to be done bechurim u'bestakim, lechatchila needs to be done bechurim u'bestakim, and she only did a moch dachl, this is a shaila for a big heavy posik, because at the end of the day she did not do a bedika. The Beis Yosef seems to say it's the best. Once upon a time it was the best, but nowadays it might not be the best. Therefore, even though it's clear to me that lechatchila nishi didan should do both a hefsek tahara and a moch dachuk lechatchila, A, if there are instances, especially when it comes to a kala, and a kala before her wedding and a kala after her wedding, or a woman who's undergone some type of procedures, or a woman who has had some type of abrasions and some type of maka and so on, one of the quickest things that will go if we're trying to help someone become tahar is a moch dachuk, because it's not so clear that the moch dachuk has the same efficacy that it once upon a time did. And a moch dachuk could often create problems as opposed to solutions.
What's chavis das though?
What's that?
Did you ever get the chavis das already?
The chavis das says that a moch dachuk, in Kuf Tzadi Aleph, the chavis das says that the moch dachuk is only works because it goes in the Churim u'Bestakim. However, if it's not the Churim u'Bestakim, so then our Moch Dachuk today is not as consequential as we had once upon a time. And therefore, if a person only did a Moch Dachuk, the Chavis Das points out that that is going to be a severe problem. So what emerges is a few things. Halacha l'maisa. Number one, what emerges is that one should not do a moch dachuk in place of the bedika of a hefsek tara. That's number one. Number two is that in cases of where a woman is having difficulty or tremendous discomfort, difficulty I mean means getting difficulty becoming tara labaila, or in the case of a kala where the hymen is still very tight, so then, or the hymen is there and the area is very tight and sore, so then in such a case, one could be makel with a moch dachuk and encourage her to do a good bedika for the hefsek tara and be makel in terms of the moch dachuk. Those are the two things. Even though the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is not that way. Even though the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that you need that the ideal thing would be at the moch dachuk, nevertheless, that is not how we follow lahalacha today in terms of normative practice. Yes, Yonatan.
Two things. Number one, Rebbe mentioned earlier this year about the Chavzachas Chomer Mevesh Shein Kavua doing a bedika, or yeah, and the entire day. How could
right.
he be machsh of that if he's doubting the Mochtachak now? That's the Tarta Disaster now.
I hear the Kasha.
So that's
I hear the Kasha.
Number
what
one.
Yonatan's asking is, we saw that the Chavos Das encouraged having a bedika in the entire period of time. I think the answer would be is that the Chavos Das would say that you do a bedika b'churim u'bistakim, and then the Chol HaPachos have it in the entire time. That's what it would seem.
Second hour is, even when you put in the Mochadachak, I understand that by her moving around, that ultimately dislodges it from its original
it's
location.
It's very difficult to get it all the way in.
Yeah.
For it to stay in. B'churim, remember, the vaginal canal
just sustained for a second. I mean, his complaint is, you don't have a bedika, but I'd say, l'chol apachos, if a woman did a mochadachak, she also has a bedika.
I see what you're saying. I don't know. If you tell her that just to put it in, I it could be that a bedika goes further.
So tell her to do a bedika and just
and
take it out.
Okay. I hear what you're saying.
Is that a tzad l'haka?
No, the tzad.
Meaning it's a full bedika.
Let me just add, just to conclude, in terms of what a woman should do l'chatchila, a woman should do a bedika, as well as put in a mochtachuk, unless they have a kabbalah from their great rabbein, not that way. That's the l'chatchila. That's what should be done. I understand what you said. It's, as far as the bottom line is that the bedika is not going to hold for the mochtachuk. In other words, a woman cannot leave the pressure in that area, as far as I understand, for an extended period of time, like she does on a bedika. So what's going to happen is that she's going to do a bedika, and then she'll take it out from the churim u'bistakim and leave it in the vaginal area and the outside. So for that, I think that we haven't really been marviach so much. We don't have to make them crazy. Tell them to do a bedika and to do a mochdachak.
Let's just say she forgot. I think she forgot. She did a mochdachak. A shayla, a woman came. She said, "I did a mochdachak, but I forgot to do my bedika." So I would say, well, couldn't we tell her, well, you did a bedika?
Did you ask her if you did a bedika b'churim u'bistakim, then it would be okay? Yes, if she says she went all the way in with the mochtachuk, yes. I didn't even come out the chumrah.
Right.
I said a big rav needs to answer such a shayla. If a woman did that, yes.
Rav Gibbon and Shimon says that sometimes if the bedika is no good and the moch is better, so if he's sure from the woman that the moch was put before the shkiyah, so somehow that is a bedika.
So that was big shoulders that we need to rely on. That's a big, big kula. What was just quoted is from the name of a reputable rav, is that, I can't because I didn't hear it directly from him, but it was just said the name of a reputable rav was that he said that if a woman had a problematic bedika, but the moch came out okay, that he would be mekel. It's a chidush. I could hear. I'm not saying it's wrong, but that's based on the Chavos Das. I hear what the Rebbe is saying.
So maybe we could teach the woman that they should do the same thing that they would do.
That's what Rebbe Yonatan is saying. You both are. You finally agree. So it took.
Mashiach is definitely coming.
That's right.
No, but who is this?
It's Purim is coming. So that I know for sure. Mashiach, I don't know.
Weitzman, I didn't hear.
Yeah, go ahead. He's a good friend of mine. I just didn't hear.
No,
I've
spoken to
him. Yeah, I can't say if I didn't hear. Yeah.
Starting from Minchat Katana, that's what we paskin. That's when we can start Dina Hesukara.
Mi'ikur de Dina, except for what we're about to learn, a woman could already do her Hesuk Tara from the morning. L'chatchila, she's supposed to do it from Minchat Katana. We're about to learn one big exception and a big discussion amongst the Achronim how we paskin.
Okay.
That's right. That's right. As long as lechatchila, all she has to do is have to do it after mincha ketana. Correct. Correct. Now, we saw one exception. What about day number one? Day number one, are you allowed to do a bedika in the morning? So the Gemara said maybe not. Even the chachamim who hold that the halacha is that you're allowed to do a bedika in the morning, that's only on day number two raises the Gemara possibility. Day number one might be different. Why would day number one be different? Because that's Mayom Pasuach. She just started bleeding that day. So how do you know that, okay, at 10 o'clock in the morning she didn't bleed, but how do you know she didn't bleed at 2 o'clock? So even the Chachamim have a part of them that agree possibly with Rabbi Yehuda, on the first day. Therefore, the Mechaber writes the following sifbeis, and as we're going to see, many women, and I would argue even many Rabbonim, are not careful enough about this halacha. I've noticed that this halacha gets forgotten. Siv Beis. We're going to come back to the Ramah Beis Hashem. Says the Mechaber, Rasa Yom Echad Bilvad. If she sees only one day, Upaska Bo Bayom, and then she stops seeing on that day as well. Sricha Livdok Atzma Bebochtochuk. She needs to put on a moftachuk. V'shiyehei sham kol bein hashmoshes. And it should be there the entire bein hashmoshes. What's the rationale? The rationale is as follows. When it comes to day number two, then the Mayan is no longer Pasuach. However, when it's day number one, then you need, that's the simple reading of the Mechaber's words, you need to be sure that the Mayan is Pasuach from the moment before Shkia throughout Dein HaShemashos.
How many Sagor?
Oh. This is the words of the Mechaber. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says, this is just the Mechaber being enamored with the Rajbo. With the Eitzah Mochtachot. Who be the Evet, says the Ramah, in both Ga'atzma Samach Lebein Hashmashos. But be the Evet, if she checks herself, Bein Hashmashos, Umot Atzma Tahora, Afal Pishlohay Mochetzoko Bein Hashmashos Sagi. Now let's talk in very practical halacha l'maisa terms. I'm going to change the variable slightly, because I've been talking about day number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven of Yemei Nida. In our world, we don't have day number six, number seven of Yemei Nida. In our world, we have the following. A woman, except for a kala, will never count her Shiva Nikiyim, as we will learn further on in Kuf Tzadivav, will not count her Shiva Nikiyim earlier than the fifth day. In other words, after the fifth day, she generally counts her Shiva Nikiyim. Most women today bleed for 3 or 4 days. Some will bleed even into the fifth day. That's not the reason why we don't count Shiva Nikiyim prior. In other words, a woman today who gets her period, even if her period is a short period, it's 3 days, she does not do her Hefzik Tara until the afternoon of the fifth in a regular instance. Okay? Why? Oy. Rashi in this week's parasha, Pleita Shichla Dera, complicated sugya, Mir Tashem, we will get there. But she doesn't do it until after the fifth. What happens if she has a long period? So if her period goes into the fifth day, if it only went on the third day, no problem. She could do a bedika on the fifth day in the morning for Efsik Tara, according to Chachamim, right? And Lichatchila, Mayofa Divrei Arashba, Mayokor Divrei Arashba, she does the Mochtachuk also. With our misgivings. Mayaka. But what happens if she bled into the fifth day? Ah. Now she's got Mayon Pasuach. If she's got Mayon Pasuach, then the halacha changes. And this people are not aware of enough. It's not only this case, but it's other case, a couple of other cases as well. Says the Mechaber, it would sound like the simple reading of the Mechaber is, that the Mechaber here is a Machmir. The Mechaber says she needs a Moftach. Why? Over here, you gotta be concerned of how do you know that she didn't bleed through Bein HaShemashos of that day. You gotta be Choshesh Arasof. That's why the Mechaber said, Tzricha Livdok Atzma. She needs. I haven't come to a Maskani yet, Mechaber. I'm just dramatizing. Tzricha Livdok Atzma. She needs. Zok the Heilige Ramah. No, here the Ramah is the Mekel. In both cases, the Ramah doesn't give us a full kula. The Ramah just says that if there was no mochtachuk, then b'di'evet is going to be acceptable if she does the bedika prior to bein hashmashos. Afal pishlo yam mochetz al b'kol bein shrushes sagi. Avol bedika shachris lo mahani hold lo rasa rak yom. Beautiful. This all starts with the Gemara Mishnayos. when's Mayim Pasuach, you're going to have to be Machmir. Now, first of all, I just want to point out, not all Rishonim learn like this. Not all Rishonim say that the halacha is that even Biyom Echot it's Mayim Pasuach. If you read the Gemara, it's a suffix of the Gemara. The Gemara is not clear how to read certain Amorim. So there will be Rishonim that would say that Bidiyavet will be acceptable even if you do it Bishachris. However, we do not paskin like those Rishonim, and therefore the Bidika has to be done, even according to the Ramah, only Bibain Hashmashas. Interestingly, there are some who challenge that. The Gra raises some challenges to it in Sif Katan Ches. And the Gra says, at the end of the day, just like the Ramah agrees, that we say that how do you know that it didn't bleed on Bein HaShmashos in a day of Mayon Pasuach, so then that argument is accepted. When do we say that we don't accept the argument according to the Chachamim, how do you know that she didn't bleed Bein HaShmashos? The Chachamim only said that argument to Rabbi Yehuda on a day that she wasn't bleeding. But if it's a day of Mayon Pasuach, who says the Rabbanan don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda that you need a moch dachuk? That's what the Be'er Agra argues in Sif Katan Ches. That's what he says. D'lo pligi b'masnisa al v'shabat k'shachris b'en ha-shmashos lo frisha. Al b'en ha-shmashos lo pligi v'tzarech iyon d'im kein leimur Rabbanan l'navshayu b'rishom v'chein das ha-ramban dafka b'moch dachuk. Was the Ramban hold? Rabban holds the above argument, and that is the day that she's bleeding, even the Rabbanon agree that you must have a moch dachuk. When did the Rabbanon say to Rabbi Yehuda, you're wrong? That was only on a day that she didn't bleed. But even the Rabbanon agree on a day of Mayim Pesuach, they agree in such a case that you have to need something in moch dachuk the entire time. So that's the shita of the Ramban. And the Gra says there's room for that chash. However, the Ramah doesn't pass that way. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, bidyeved, a woman who is in a state of bleeding on her fifth day, she should not do the bidika any time prior to mincha, and she should do the bidika after bein hashmashos, and she should have a moch dachuk. She should do a hefsik before shkia, and she should put in a moch dachuk in such a case. What happens if she doesn't put a moch dachuk in? What happens if she doesn't put a moch dachuk? Not poshut at all? Comes along the Chavis Das, and the Chavis Das says, like the Gra ultimately doesn't necessarily pass him like the Ramban, but yet he says there's a lot of room. He says, at the end of the day, says the Chavis Das, she needs both a moch dachuk and a bedika before Bein HaShmashos. And if you don't have either of them, according to the Ramban, it's problematic, and she ain't got no hefsek tara. However, even though, and let me show you the Chochmas Adam. Let's see how the Chochmas Adam paskins on the Shaila. And we are going to make this Shaila even more lemaisa. Right now we're talking about a woman who's on her fifth day. She's got a long period. Most women today don't bleed into their fifth day. Some, every once in a while will happen, but most don't bleed into their fifth day. However, we're going to talk about cases that are even more common. Before we get to that, let's see the Psak of the Chochmas Adam. Chochmas Adam in Kuf Yud Zayin, Siv Zayin, summarizes beautifully everything we learned, and he gives credence to the Chumrah of the Chavis Das and the Sidrei Tara. It's also known as Sidrei Tara's Chumrah, that in a case of when she's bleeding, she must have both a Bedika, as well as a moch the bein hashmashos zok the heli yachach masadim kufi yudzayin zayin podcast mashachris imrosa ba'osi yom dam mamish begufa if she's seen dam kima de mayana basuach afilu b'diyeved lo mahani yon kein bodka samach lebein hashmashos mamish the only time it's going to be acceptable is she does a bedika samach lebein hashmashos v'yesh lahach mir bozeh tuva shegam yeh moch dochel kol bein hashmashos. And there are those who are machmir that it's going to be problematic if she doesn't have. And the lashon of the Chavez Das is Tzricha Mochdokut Midina. She needs a Mochdokut Midina. And I understood it might even be Ma'akev, according to Chavez Das. Since Rabbi Yonatan is bothering me about this in the most positive sense of the word, I will turn to the back of the Shulchan Aruch and read you the words of Chavez Das to see whether I am it's so far as Ma'akev. Says the Chavez Das, Mashma Midvarov, Da Filu Rasa Kol Gimel Yom B'Yom Hashishi Gamken Rasa Gamken Ubat Gats Moshachris Umatzor Gamken Mahani V'Hineh Adivrei Toz Mucho Be'etid B'Shachris Yom Sh'Rasa Lo Mahani Afrosha Rak Be'in Hashmashos V'L'Chol Ra'achach Abrura V'Cheinu Be'edya V'Od Kiven Da'anan Lo B'Kinu Dam Lo B'Nimine Ikla Sugi Shem Yom Risha Tugula Mod Lo Mahani Midikis. Ulefiz at the end of Sifkat and Beis, Lidi Dun, to bechol Ashivas Yom he besafik Rishon Tzricha Bedika Kol Bein Hashmashos Bavsakas Tara Kain Nirali, and Rav Ozner understood that meant that you need a Medina. That's how Rav Ozner, and I saw it from others as well, that the Chavez Das was Machmir in regards to Moch Dachuk. However, I would like to use one Chavez Das to answer up the other Chavez Das, and to say that even though it's true that the Sidrei Tara and Chavez Das say that according to the Ramah, a Bedika prior to Bein Hashmashos is not enough, you need a Moch Dachuk, at the end of the day, I cannot be Mekabel that it would be Ma'akev. If a woman did her Bedika after Mincha Ketana, it would seem to me that one could definitely be Mekel if for whatever reason she not do Moch Dachuk, and therefore I would like to use the Kula in two instances. Number one, simply a case of where she didn't do the Moch Dachuk, A, and B is, again, even a woman who is a Kala, or for whatever reason there is some strain, whatever the strain might be, either she's for some reason having difficulty coming out to Hora, or it's very painful for her to put in the Moch Dachuk, it would seem to me that we could be Mekel and say that a Bedika prior to Bein Hashmashos would be enough. And as long as she does a Bedika after Mincha, in such a case, that would be acceptable. There are some who point to that, Shuva from Ramesha Feinstein, that Ramesha disagrees. There are some who point to Ramesha and Chelek Beis, Simin Ayin Tes, that Ramesha says that you need to do both. Page Kuf Mem Zayin, Chelek Beis, Simin Ayin Tes, that Ramesha number one says that the period of time is 50 minutes after Shkia, and five lines from the bottom, Rav Moshe says, "Umashe kotzer Ramah shebidievin botka samach ben hashashos matza Torah sagi apul pishlo imach etzla kol ben hashmashos tikshla b'sirei tara v'nisha b'tzarich yun gadol v'chein hiksha agra v'chein af b'shalom nivat l'shitas Ramah mitzakusha mikol makom yoser note kedas hamechaber ve'ein osafik hashachel v'chein yesh la'achmer liot etzla kol asafik." It says Hakochavim. Ramesha comes out and says that you need a Bedika. Balanias Daiti, I don't think Ramesha is being as machmir as the world presented him, as Rabbi Force presented him. All Ramesha said is L'chatchila, you should need a Bedika and a Moch Dachuk, because at the end of the day, the Ramban holds that you need a Moch Dachuk. All of that is true. All of that is true. But what happens if B'dievet she didn't? Rabbi Force, when he quotes this, Ramesha doesn't. Is a little bit misleading, I think, al regal achas, from what I saw at 6 o'clock in the morning, the way Rabbi Force quotes it, is that it seems to me that Ramesha never meant to say that we couldn't be mekel b'shas hadchak, in a case of bidyevet, ex post facto situation, as well as, it would seem to me, I would even push the envelope further, that Ramesha wasn't only talking about it, an ideal circumstance, then the halacha should require a mandate of moch dachuk. This is why I'm a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit uncomfortable to do away entirely with the Moch Dachuk. It's Mufurish in Shulchan Aruch. It's Mufurish also in the later Poskim, despite the limitations of the Moch Dachuk. So to put away the lichatchil shel lichatchil, that I'm a little bit uncomfortable with. Akedei kach, the Ramosha is machmir in this case, but at the same time, it would seem to me in cases of strain that there's room to be makel, even though Ramosha is not makel in cases of strain. We don't have that in Ramosha, but to say b'di'evet, the Ramosha will hold the woman a day late, it would seem to me, is not muchruch in Ramosha. So therefore, what comes out is the Chochmas Adam says that on the day that she bled, she cannot rely on a bedika shachris. She needs to do a bedika achar hatzorayim, as well as a mo the bein hashmashos. Continuing on back into the words of the Chochmas Adam in Kuf Yud Zayin Zayin, Yesh Omrim Dafilu Medievet Lo Maaniim Lo Yemo Kol Bein Hashmashos. He says there's some who are machmir if you didn't have the moch there entirely bein hashmashos. So the Chachmas Adam is machmir lechatchila, not b'di'evet. B'di'evet, if there was no moch, it would seem to me it would be okay. But lechatchila, one would need to be makbid on having the bedika prior to mincha ketana. Comes along the shach in Sifkatan Vav, and the shach says, really, this doesn't apply too much today. As I mentioned to you, most women do not bleed for 5 days, and so therefore the bedika is of hefsek tara is generally done on the day of the 5th day, and then the bedika in the morning is going to be acceptable as well. However, the shach says it does happen sometimes, and that is what happens if the shiva nikiyim had a day that went bad. So let's say chas v'chalila, a woman's done her hefsek tara on the 2nd day of her shiva nikiyim, she sees that she bleeds. So now she wants to do a bedika that night. Says the shach, no good. What's no good? You can't just do a bedika in noontime. You can't do a bedika at 2 o'clock. You've got to do a bedika after mincha ketana, and as well lechatchila with a moch dachuk. Lechatchila a moch dachuk needs to be done. That's the shach's point. That again, I would argue, is lechatchila. B'di'evet, if for whatever reason she didn't do it, as long as she did a bedika after mincha ketana, that would be acceptable. What about she didn't bleed? It was a kesem. Says the shach, you could be mekel. When do we say that's mayim pasuach? Says the shach, that's only if she bled. But if it's a kesem, then in such a case, one could be mekel. Aha. What about if it is a bedika cloth? This is what's most common. On the 2nd day of her shin nikiyim, she did one of her bedikas. She's supposed to do a bedika every day. L'chatchil according to Rama, twice a day. She did a bedika and it came out no good. Is she allowed to do a bedika right afterwards? She did it 11 in the morning. Came out no good. We get this all the time, right? Woman said, I did bedika at 11 in the morning, and just the case, I did my hefsek tara at 11:05. Is that acceptable? So that yesh la'ayin, that's a fascinating shayla. Would it be acceptable in such a case?
Probably not, no?
So,
why is it different than the shach's case where she saw blood?
Because the shach's case was that she bled. How do you look at a bedika cloth? So Ramosha's, in his question, seems to be no to the chumrah. You have to treat a bedika as a chshash hargasha. If you have to see it as a chshash hargasha, then it's considered like you bled. Chacham Avadya doesn't agree with you. Chacham Avadya in Chelek Beis, Reish Tzadi Tes. Chacham Avadya has a couple of kulas. We're going to give a couple of very important kulas from Chacham Avadya's Atzal. Chacham Avadya says that a bedika cloth we look at as a safek hargasha. He says we never look at it as a full hargasha. And therefore, Chacham Avadya says that it says that you would not be required to do a moch dachuk that night, and you would not be, even though that's lechatchil, Chacham Avadya says that you don't need to do a moch dachuk that night, and meikur d'dina, it will be fine if she would do her hefsek tara at 11:05 the next day. There's a lot of room to be mekel. However, many Ashkenazic poskim are machmir, therefore it would seem to me, lechatchila on lechatchila, is that if a woman has a bedika cloth that came out not good, she shouldn't do so. She calls you up at 11 o'clock. I have a bedika shayla for you. So you could tell her you could do another one to get the Hefsek Tara, but I recommend that you do one after Mincha Ketana as well. So that you don't have to be machmir for a Moch Dochuk, no need to be machmir for a Moch Dochuk, but the Lechatchila she should do a Bedik again. Those who follow the Psakim of Chacham Avadya Zatzal, they would clearly be able to rely on the fact that the Bedika was a Chumrah. That Bedika that came out no good at 11 o'clock, at 11:05, they'll be able to do a Hefsek Tahara, and she would start her counting when she came again. Yeah?
Sorry, this is 11 a.m.?
11 a.m.
Why is she doing Hefsek
11:05 a.m.? Because I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. This is very important practical phenomenon. As you know, our wives are busy. The Nashim of Klal Yisrael today are busy. I saw one of Pincus's daughters say that she has a Kabbalah from her father. This is controversial, especially in our yeshiva. But she said something fascinating. She said that they have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Elia Weintraub that today that the Yisachar is the men and the women are the Zvulun. She said that today that Yisachar is Zvulun is that the women are the Zvulun. It's Ashrecha Benot Yisrael. We're around because of Benot Yisrael. I always say that the secret weapon of Klal Yisrael of for lack of a better term, the Yeshivish world today is not the men. The men, it's what they're doing is very easy. But the secret weapon of Klal Yisrael is Benot Yisrael. So Benot Yisrael are very, very busy. So I'm afraid that she might forget. She's at work, she's taking care of the kids. So I'll say just do a bedikah at 11:05. So if it was a kesem, then I would recommend that she do a bedikah at 11:05, just in case that she forgets to do a hefsek tara later on. That's why I would tell her to do the bedikah at that particular time. The question is, if it's a bedikah koth that came out as problematic, so then would it be enough to do a bedikah at 11:05? Or would you have to wait till after mincha? That's the question. So Chacham Avadya says that 11:05 Hefsek Tara will be acceptable. However, L'chatchila, I would encourage to try to remember to do a Hefsek Tara after Mincha.
Do you samach on Rav Avadya b'dieved?
Yeah.
That's accepted? Like if she found
it... I think so. I think there's a lot of room to make. Keep in mind that this is... We pass the Mikra Dedina, we pass like the Chacham. I think that there's a lot of room to be made. But that in itself is a question because the Gemara never said the Chachamim were machmir even on the first day. It's a masa umatan of the Amoraim within the Chachamim, but we never get to the maskana of that shaila. So we're machmir. But
the Rashba says you could check the first day.
There's Rishonim that say they could even check the first day. So for sure, in a question of a chumra of a bedikah cloth, I think there's room to be siyata d'shmaya. I think there's room to be makel. Finally. Chacham Avadya, in another piece that you have photocopied, on the last page in your Rav Moshe, basically, you have a second booklet. You have your regular booklet with the Maror Mekomos, and then you have a second booklet that you could attach to the first booklet, and that is Chacham Avadya. I quote it to you, Chacham Avadya, later on, in either Reish Pei Tes or Reish Tzadi Tes. I don't remember which one it is. Before I said Reish Tzadi Tes, it might be Reish Pei Tes. But either way, Chacham Avadya and Reish Pei Vav in Taras Abayis says the following chiddush in the Mechaber, and he does it kedarko b'kodesh. Rabotai, what would you say according to the Mechaber if she saw in the morning, she bled, and she didn't do a moch dachuk? What would you say? What's the words of Mechaber? Rasa yom echa bilvad upaskabo sricha livdok atma b'moch dachuk. She needs to do. The simple reading over here is the Mechaber is a Machmir, a collector's item. The Mechaber is a Machmir and the Rama is a Mekel. Says Chacham Avadya, you gotta know Shulchan Aruch. You gotta know how the Mechaber uses the word Tzricha. This is a collector's item because this has Nafkaminas in many other places in Shulchan Aruch. Chacham Avadya, Kedarko B'Kodesh, and Dibra Amastel, Venira Lafini is Daiti, that if you know the usage of the way the Mechaber uses in many places the word tzarech, is he doesn't mean that tzarech means, he doesn't mean to say that tzarech yigada and it's ma'akeg, but rather tzarech means that you need to do lechatchila. But, lahalacha, a bedika like the Ramah, the Mechaber would agree with, and Mechaber did not mean to preclude. Yesh la'ayim, yesh la'mod al dvorav, to see if this is muskim, and this is the pashas of the Mechaber. I would argue that Chacham Avadi is not far from the mark at all, because at the end of the day, as Yonatan mentioned, if you look in the Beis Yosef has studim to be mekel, even Bedika Shachris, so it's hard to imagine that the Mechaber was, as a stam, was telling you that's ma'akev b'di'evet, and therefore it would seem to me, al regalachas, Chacham Avadi doesn't need our askama, it would seem to me that even Sfardim that followed the Psak of the Mechaber, nevertheless they could be mekel if for whatever reason she didn't do a moch dochuk b'mein hashmashos, as long as she did a bedika after mincha, then that would be acceptable. What if she didn't do a bedika after mincha? Stay tuned. Be'ezer Hashem will stop over here, and we will continue with the case of the Ramah of Bedika after Ma'ariv, and that discussion, and we will pound ahead. Amir Hashem, today was an important day of really giving the important building blocks, the structure of Hefsek Tara and Shiva Nikim, and then Amir Hashem will push ahead. The Avreichim Baruch Hashem are moving. I would like to put the pedal to the metal, as they say, and I would like to do more than a couple of seifim next time. I'd like to really get to most of Kufsad Yivav, to get for sure to Poleta Shechva Zera and keep on moving. And we don't be afraid of getting ahead of me, because I'm going to really go fast, Be'ezer Hashem, in Kufsad Yivav. Once we get to our Chakos, there's a lot of reading, but it's not a lot of Masum Matan in the Shir. It's basic halachos, but a lot of reading in the Shulchan Aruch. So if you pull a little ahead of me, don't worry, and then Be'ezer Hashem will get to Kala. You could turn off the recorders. I just want to make a couple of scheduling points.